And with me is Rec Park Manager Dave Terstig. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, big meeting last night. Had to do it at the City Council Chambers on the Parkside Public Access Project. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we had a nice April Park Board meeting. We held it in the City Council Chambers, anticipating some guests, some public comments, and we got them, certainly. Had a handful of people in the crowd. Elaborating on some of the written comments that have come in the last month.
You had a lot of written comments.
Yeah. I maybe back up a sec on this project. It's a boat launch, a public access project. It's in the rec park down the southwest corner. Folks are familiar with this area if they know the dog pound and the PUC, the public works garages. There's an existing launch there now, and we've been working for many years on improving that, upgrading that. And the DNR is a partner, and we looked at some concept plans in March, and the part that we wanted to air out was a breakwater extension, a possible extension on the little thumb of a rubble mound breakwater that protects the ramp in that corner. So this is, just to be clear, this is a smaller little breakwater in the southwest corner of the harbor. It is not up in the northwest corner where the municipal marina is and the larger breakwater is, but just a little 100-foot extension down in the southwest corner. The DNR had some concept plans for review. We put it out for public comment for March and got over 40 written comments. So, very fine showing, mostly in support. I would say the vast majority were supportive. A lot of boater comments from around the region, photographers concerned about the view, and lots of folks put in their two cents. It was all constructive criticism that the park board reviewed last night, and we're still open for comments, suggestions, and the month of April will continue to be a comment period. The DNR will be hopefully back in town for the May meeting to offer some revisions and improvements that are coming from the community, coming from what people would like to see down there.
All right. Tell me what a pop-up is in Boulder Park.
Yes, it wasn't all boat launch talk. We had some exciting ideas presented to the board in the concept that involves a pop-up park. Now, this is an international trend over the last few years of taking public space, possibly underutilized space, and trying something new in it without a huge process and a huge investment. Pop-up is a trendy term for trying it out on the cheaps, if you will. And we have been working with the Moving Matters Committee, the Active Living Committee. The Sawtooth Mountain Clinic is on a two-year initiative to improve pedestrian space and pedestrian access and the public space in general. And Boulder Park is something we've taken a look at in the past as far as improving. This is a small park.
Yeah, tell us exactly where Boulder Park is for those of you who don't know that it's called Boulder Park.
Sure, of course. Boulder Park is on the way out to the Coast Guard station, the Artist Point parking lot. It's across from a couple of businesses there, Sydney's Custard and next to Cobblestone.
And it's got a lot of big boulders.
There are boulders in Boulder Park. But it's a part of our park system, and it's currently sort of a two-sided park. There's a parking lot, a gravel surface lot on the east side of the boulders, and then there's a nice open space, cobble space, along the harbor and connects more or less to what's the rest of downtown, Harbor Park, et cetera. And so we would propose a sidewalk pop-up in the street side of Boulder Park. Now there's of course the municipal parking lot on your way to Artist Point. It's very popular all summer long, full of cars. And then the sidewalk picks up at out front of Cobblestone Cove Condos. There's really no connectivity there. If you've been in that area in the summertime in the busy months, there's folks walking down the middle of the road, strolling, biking, congested, very busy space. And the idea here is to use some seed money from the Moving Matters Project and try out a temporary sidewalk.
Could you tell me what a temporary sidewalk is?
It's yet to be determined. This is not the full build-out. This isn't concrete. It's granite sand, perhaps, the kind of surfacing we use in downtown Harbor Park. It's, you know, silver and sets up pretty firm, but it's low cost, low impact. It's really just the concept of a temporary, smooth, delineated surface that's for walking. It's a safety issue, it's an access issue, it's an aesthetic issue as well.
Sure.
And so the idea here is just to try it out, try out a sidewalk concept, On a temporary basis, you know, a week or three during the busy summer months. This may coincide with some of the events and festivals that are hosted in that area, so that we'd already have some programming in the open space of Boulder Park, and this would be sort of a publicity stunt, if you will, that features a sidewalk that connects the parking lot to the rest of downtown.
And you mentioned just a minute ago, Harbor Park. What is a tensile structure?
Another fun, trendy term, tensile structure, is a fancy tent. Harbor Park, right downtown, a beautiful, beautiful location, was intentionally planned in the early century here, 2004, 2005, 2006. The Harbor Park Committee, a local group of advocates and business folks and volunteers all came together and revisioned that space into a public park. And part of that vision included a structure, a tent, a flying wing, if you will. And again, we're talking seasonal, lower impact. There was never a firm concept of what this was going to look like. There was never a big schematic and a price and all of the phase two planning on that. So, it didn't get lost in the mix, though. Over the years, we've continually heard, what happened to that tensile structure idea? What about a you know, structure to keep the sun off of folks, to keep the rain off of folks during events? The idea of providing some temporary shade and shelter is this notion of a tensile tent. Basically, the center of the park has a concrete round opening area, and there was some infrastructure put in when the park was built to anchor this kind of a tent, some bigger anchor rings and holes in the ground. And now it's simply refining that concept, coming up with a plan and a design that'll work and is affordable and is windproof.
Okay, we've been speaking with Dave Terstig. He's the manager of the Grand Marais Recreation Park. Thank you, David.
Thank you.